been, nearly a decade now that students in the Blue Water area have had the opportunity to attend college and high school at the same time. It's Blue Water Middle College, and its director is here with us right now, Pete Spencer. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You just told me it's the 10th cohort coming up, huh?
Amazing. Yeah, it's hard to believe. Over 1,700 students have participated in the Middle College, and I don't know if we'll go over 2,000 students with next year's cohort, but we'll be pretty close.
What do you think it is about Middle College that's been so popular with students?
Well, I think one of the things about the Middle College that allows so many to participate is that the students do not have to meet any specific criteria to enroll in the Middle College. We want it to be the right decision for them because it is challenging and we want them to succeed. But we can let a lot more students into the program, and then, you know, we support them through ultimately completion of a degree is what we're hoping for.
Right. So when this was first introduced locally through St. Clair County RESA, it was a relatively new idea. There weren't a lot of schools offering this, were there?
There were not, and it really has expanded in the state of Michigan. When we first came on board, we were probably one of maybe 20 programs in the state. Now there's over 150, and it's getting full support from all branches of the state government. We need more people completing degrees, getting some kind of credential, and middle colleges and early colleges are a big part of that.
Remind us how Blue Water Middle College works, and again, how it's different from, say, dual enrollment, because that's something that also exists, right?
Absolutely, and that's a question we often get. I guess, in short, a middle college or an early college program is designed as a complete program, a program that'll get a student a degree, a professional certificate, 60 credits, that's 2 years of credits that will transfer to a university. And one of the ways we can do that is by offering students grade 13. In effect, they're still high school students, but that grade 13 is all college. So we transition them from 11th grade through 12th, increasing the college courses. And then that final year is all college, and if all goes well, they earn their degree along with their high school diploma.
Right, and they still get to graduate with their graduating class, even though they have a 13th year, right?
They do, and technically it's, you know, going through commencement, their graduation occurs at the end of grade 13. But that's one of the great thing about the partnerships. In St. Clair County, the Blue Water Middle College is relatively unique in that we are our own school, if you will. We're a public school academy, but we partner with several of the districts in the county, and from the onset, they've always said middle college students are welcome to participate in sports, drama, whatever it might be, and walk in commencement at the end of 12th grade.
Yeah. Is this a charter school?
It is. It's set up as a charter school. We have our own school board, and that has, you know, some benefits as opposed to being a program, you know, through the RESA, as some of the middle or early colleges are. Some are simply programs within one high school in some parts of the state. But again, the way it was set up really has been effective, and it's, you know, going into our 10th year, I think we can say it's worked pretty well.
One of the great benefits, obviously, is cost savings, because this is at no additional cost to students, right?
That's exactly right. You know, there are several things that get students off track from completing a degree. And certainly one of the top ones is the money runs out, and then students end up maybe in debt and they don't have a degree. So in this case, the only thing the families really have to consider, and it's not insignificant, is transportation to and from SC4. But other than that, tuition fees, books, it's all covered.
Have there been any changes to Blue Water Middle College in the 10 years that it's been offered?
So we're always tweaking what we do. A big role of a middle college is to support the students, not just to register them for classes and then you're kind of on your own. Of course, SC4 has wonderful supports for all their students. But we really, where we see a need, you know, we try to address that, monitoring the students, planning. When students struggle in class, when we get word of that, we contact the student and the parent. And you know, some cases require the student to come in and just to check in, let us know how it's going. So I think our types of support have changed over the years and I think improved.
These students aren't treated any different on campus, are they? They are college students.
They absolutely are, and that's the word, you know, they get even through the enrollment process when we're trying to inform them on what it's all about. But once, you know, they get into orientation and no, there's no special exceptions or anything like that granted to middle college students. That's all part of the learning process, that they are. A lot more is on their shoulders in college.
What about students attending Tech? Are they able to participate in this as well?
They are. We have had some students in Tech programs in the Blue Water Middle College every year. Of course, Tech now has a new, relatively new middle college called the Career Technical Middle College. Some of the programs at Tech qualify the students to be part of the Career Technical Middle College. So there's a lot of options for students these days.
Like you said, this is not for everyone. There are, I'm sure, a lot of students that enter into this say, you know, oh my gosh, I bit off more than I can chew and don't continue with it. But what's the success rate like with Blue Water Middle College?
Well, we actually, you know, crossed a pretty good milestone last spring where we had 57% of our students who completed the 3 years earn their associate degree on time. So it's not 100%. I mean, there's a lot of things that come up. Some students just one, maybe two classes away. But some of the things that can, you know, get a student off track, and these can be students with very good grades in high school, but the freedom of not, you know, we don't check attendance. The instructors, if they do keep attendance, they keep that to themselves at the college. And so some students don't respond well to that extra freedom, don't show up, and then start failing, you know, courses or getting low grades. And at that point, they can choose to return to their partner high school.
It's all part of the experience, right?
It is, yeah.
And Paul, all part of the learning. You're going to have an open house next weekend, right, to allow students and their parents to learn more about Blue Water Middle College?
Yeah, it's always well attended. Our open house this year is Saturday, February 8th. It's from 10 a.m. to noon on SC4's campus. We're in the Applied Technology Center building. There's other things going on. The Experience Center at SC4 will be open. That's always a great place to visit. And Michigan State has, I think it's called Find Your Future event happening in our same building. So a lot's going on, and you'll have several middle college students there to talk to. So the students can talk to them and ask about what it's like being a middle college student and attending the high school. How does that work? And then the parents also can talk to the students and, of course, talk to us. It's informal. Drop in anytime. Mm-hmm. Between 10 and noon.
All right. What a great experience to be able to hear from their own peers how this experience is and things that they might want to think about before signing on.
Exactly. And if I, before we end this, if I could get our website just out there, it's just bluewatermiddlecollege.org. And you can find information about enrollment and the middle college in general.
Easy to remember. Pete, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Pete Spencer, the director of Blue Water Middle College, with us on WPHM 20, past 7 o'clock now.